Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight with the open mic live around the world and dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Well, according to some of these knowledgeable doctors, here we go again, that the worst is yet to come, you know, on this virus. Well, if they know that, if they're predicting that, if their intelligence is teaching them that, why the hell don't they do something about it? Evidently, what they've done to date hasn't worked, you know. I remember I had an argument with a doctor several years ago. He took the place of my regular guy who I know for 40 years who agrees with the natural healing. And this guy was pinch-hitting for him, and we had a big argument. And he said, sick people belong in a hospital. Well, stupid. How many sick people went to the hospital in the front door and got carried out the back door with this virus? So you see how stupid that statement is, you know. But, you know, we gave the solution last night, and, of course, we'll give it again. What we believe is the solution, because all the medical stuff has not worked. Look at all the people that have been infected, so they say, according to John Hopkins. And, by the way, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for all those Harvard people over there who are affiliated with John Hopkins. I think they're all a bunch of jackasses. They wasted all that money going to school, and they can't even take care of a simple virus. So, yeah, the Inner Sight solution idea, simple. You know, bring in the holistic doctors. What have you got to lose? Over 200,000 people have died, so they say. 8 million infected, maybe now more, I don't know. Okay, bring in the holistic doctors. Let them formulate. And by the way, our idea not only helps people to survive, it helps the business people to keep their doors open. Formulate a spray, all right? The main thing is your nose and your mouth. That's how the virus gets into you, mucus membrane, nose and mouth, all right? A spray that you can spray the nose with, spray the mouth with, and if you want to, you know, you can smear some of it on your face, your forehead, okay? A spray that would boost the immune system, would protect you, antiviral properties in the spray. And, you know, hopefully they can orchestrate that spray so it would last 8 to 12 hours, you know. And if you wanted to, you could at the end of the day, respray, you know. A spray like that. Put it in all the stores, every business place, no matter what they sell. They could now sell this spray, all right? Then, in addition to that, come up with a liquid, a formula, you know. Could contain apple cider vinegar and all these other things. Antiviral formula, you know. Let the stores sell that, all right? Let the government pass an emergency act that Medicaid and Medicare pays for this, you know? You can go to any store and get this. Of course, it has to be manufactured and distributed and all that. And, you know, hopefully the sp- and the liquid would last at least a 30-day supply. So now you have a way that every business can make money, and hopefully that way keep their doors open. I mean, it would help, you know, and people now don't have to walk around with these masks because you have the spray. See, the mask is making it worse, definitely, because when you have something on your face that inhibits breathing, that's no good. Deep breathing is one of the best preventatives for any kind of lung ailment. It's elementary first-year medical, you know, deep breathing. So the mask hasn't worked. I mean, look at all the people that have been infected now, you know. And, you know, the immune system, that's the key. Doesn't mean you'll never get a virus. No. It means you'll get, if you get it, you'll get it mild, like you get a cold, you know, and you rest up and you take your chicken soup and all that, and 5 to 7 days, you're all right. You don't have to go to a damn hospital and be exposed to pneumonia and everything else. So there's the inner sight proposal world. You know, I haven't heard one politician through this whole thing come to our rescue and say, hey, we got to get different people involved in this. This is not working. It's getting worse. And now they say the worst is yet to come. You got to get that immune system. Now, I heard about a tea today that has over 90 vitamins and minerals contained in the one tea. You know, that's another, and it's very inexpensive. That's another good thing that people can pick up. I'm trying to think of the name, and I'll try to get it before the show is over. But you can get that in the health store. You know, you drink it in the morning. So there's some good ideas. You know, which politician is going to bring them out? Is going to tell the legislator, you know, do this. Let's pass an emergency measure. Get the people in here who say that, you know, there's a better way to do it, and the immune system and all that, you know. Get a guy like Gary Knoll, who all his life has been building his immune system. Let him teach you how to do it. What have you got to lose, stupid-ass doctors? But you know what it is, world? It's greed. It's the money. See, on what we just described, the doctors can't make no money. Because if you have a powerful immune system, you know, and you get a virus and it's mild, you know, And of course, this system is not perfect. Doesn't mean that nobody's going to get sick and die. No. It means that you're going to get a handle on this thing. You're going to be able to control it. That's the difference. You know? So that's what we need. And the other thing that bothers me, and I don't know if it's true or not, that certain countries claim that they didn't get the virus. Now, if that's true, why aren't we over there trying to figure out why? What the hell? What do you got? What are you doing? I've never heard anything about that either on the news. So there you have it, folks. A lot of people who are making money on this don't want it to go away. I mean, let's face it. you know, they're making a lot of money on this. All right, Inner Sight open mic around the world. By the way, we get our engineer in here, 213-816-1650. Hopefully we can get some phone calls, get your opinion, your idea, you think Inner Sight's crazy, tell us. We're not afraid. See, we're not afraid of the truth. We're not like the agencies, you know. They're afraid of the truth. And by the way, we reached out today. I'm not going to give you any names because we don't know what's going to happen. But we reached out today to a state senator who is looking of our nursing home idea to use volunteers to establish a fund and use volunteers who are already caregivers to help people to stay out of nursing homes and people who get out. And the purpose of the fund is to compensate people. And we do that, some people will pay their car insurance, some of them will pay their mortgage, depending on how much time they donate to come and help the people who are out of the nursing homes and to stay out. So we have the attention of a state senator. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not counting on anything, you know. But we'll see. Let's see if they're going to step up and change this system, because this system is horrible. You know, one of the biggest things that I've learned, politicians are afraid of change. Most of them. They're afraid of change. And that's what it is. And that's why a lot of things don't happen. But with this idea, see, regarding the nursing homes, we're not asking them for money. We're asking them to make it so that the agencies raise the money. And yeah, the government should put something in, you know, should contribute toward it. All the programs that are supposed to help people in nursing homes or to stay out, they haven't worked, you know. So take part of that funding and put it into a private fund to help offset the senator's office said, rebate, sort of a rebate if you donate so many hours, you know. So we'll see what happens. Inner Sight is trying to change this system. We need more agencies to help us change it. Hey, around the world, open mic. Big East, Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, around the world, 609-388-7004, phone number for the Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita, great, great dog. And, he can need a service dog, just a pet dog, just a good old companion. Look at the Akita. All right. Around the world, all the beautiful children. Take care of them. Watch over them. Protect them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Campbell, all the others. And Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right. By the way, this idea of the spray and the liquid could help children in school, too. You know, mommy takes the spray, the parent takes the spray in the morning. Come on, I'm going to spray your face, you know, make a game out of it. There it is. preventative thing, a liquid. Now take your medicine. This is good medicine. This medicine won't hurt you, you know. See? See how that works? In the morning, before the kid goes out to school? Why not? How can it hurt, world? You know? All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information on the real estate market. Check out Mr. Kennedy around the world. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical, veterinarian care for your animal? We got the number for you. And the guy, Gary, 631-484-3085. That's the number you would call. And if you're disabled and you have a pet or a service dog, you know, run that by Gary. Tell him, I can't get to the, it's very hard for me to get around. I don't drive and all that. He's been known to get the food to you. So check him out. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. My friend at the Long Island Connection, check out their Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, I want to thank all the people who have responded on ours. We've gotten a few more signatures on the petition to license the service dog schools. And part of that, by the way, would help everyone. Because if the dog, if the person who needs the service dog, if they approve it, if they agree, the dog can be trained to detect the virus, there's a plus. And you know, that could even lead to employment for some people. Think about it. In this crazy day and age. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world. And hoping to get the arrival of our engineer in here. Open mic. Call in. You talk about anything you want. Keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television, computer, all that stuff. And if you call in, try to avoid your phone because it gets all muffled and all that. Yeah, no speakerphone. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Some of our friends, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, and the TuroLawCenter.com, some who have helped us. In the past, we remember our friends, and of course, Suffolk Bus Corp, and or even Silo has helped. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and I listen to the CNBC news, and you have all these people coming on here talking about the economy and all that, and supposedly now, these stimulus talks are going well. Of course, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? You know. But I did hear a comment on the news that Ms. Pelosi is optimistic that we're going to get the funding because people really need help. You know. All right. Let's see what else. What else is in the news? Open mic. You know what's weird in the news? I don't like it. I don't trust it. You got this company. I'm not going to mention their name because we don't get paid. You know, let them buy advertising. I'll advertise them. You got this company who's working on a car that drives itself. I mean, you got to be kidding me or what? You know? This is crazy. They were going to do that on the subway, you know. And then they killed it. Can you imagine no conductor, no motorman on a train?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, right. That would be a disaster.
I know it would be. I just wanted to see what you would say.
A damn ass disaster. I wouldn't get on a train like that. No
Neither
way.
Would I, so don't feel bad.
So you've got this company, you know, they've been bragging for years about how they're going
to
create this car
that
drives itself.
Now, could you just imagine this? This is the thing that comes to mind immediately. You have people driving on their own and this car driving itself. That's the disaster that hits my mind immediately. You know?
Well, you know, people, you ever realize, when you look at some of the things that people do things to bring trouble on themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you.
Yes.
I think a lot of people may have a death wish involved here or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. They just don't pay attention. Simple. That's
they bring trouble on themselves. I mean, you don't do that. It's bad enough that you got to have a brain inside of a car that some many a time doesn't know what the hell they're doing. Now you're going to have nothing in there? Or a half-wit brain that, I mean, come on, man.
Now,
and can you imagine the money they're going to charge for that?
Oh, yeah. But I have a question. When would you ever do that?
I mean, that is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
No, but they're heading towards that. When would you ever
They're crazy.
Do that? That's the question. They are, but when would you ever do that? That's
crazy.
The question.
To what
happens if all the transportation has been replaced by
that is some of the biggest troublesome creations on this planet.
Yeah, I think so too.
If
because
they
I would
do
be
that.
Scared to. I would be scared to be on that.
I mean, can you imagine a highway with a bunch of cars and nobody in them?
The only way that could work, okay, is if you have a rail system. And the rail is programmed, and it stops when it needs to. It's like a subway, but it's completely programmed by a computer. It's the only time.
I wouldn't trust that. You can't trust
a computer. A lot of them are already. Well, a lot of them are programmed by a computer now. They don't have.
No, they have people. They have engineers.
Some of them have engineers just for emergency purposes. That's all. But a lot
of the engineer is the guy. I mean, they have emergency brakes. You know, the train will go into an emergency brake under certain circumstances. But still, there's people in there, you know, the motorman, the conductor, that has to come out and check what happened.
If it's there, yeah.
You know, you can't leave that like that. Nah, man, that's
I think
ridiculous.
That's crazy, honestly. I
Some
think,
of these things are so...
I think that's where it's going, I hate to say, but it's
But it
true.
Shows you... It shows you how greedy people are. They'll do anything to make money.
I know.
Yeah.
I just think it's a crazy situation, if you ask me.
Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. You want to sound off? You want to talk about whatever? Election a couple of weeks away. And that's another story.
Another
I'm getting tired of hearing it.
Yes, am I.
All right, anybody on the line?
Yes, let me give you a selection of people.
Who
first, let me see. I think that's, Caroline. Then we have Anthony this evening. And we have, Maureen. That's who we have
right
now.
Let's take Anthony's call. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while, yeah.
Inner Sight.
Anthony. Oops. Okay, here he is.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey,
Hi,
good,
Anthony.
Good.
How are you?
How's everything? I'm okay. It's nice to talk to you guys again. I've just been watching episodes of All in the Family and then falling asleep, so I don't, you know, call into the show like I used to, but I miss you guys, and I'm back now. And besides that, I've had problems with my allergies, so I figured I wouldn't sound good on the air and didn't feel well, so I didn't call in. But I wanted to make a special appeal to you guys tonight. I heard of an absolutely heartbreaking story this morning on Good Day New York, which is, you know, my local morning news that I watch every morning faithfully for years with my mom. It's called St. Bernard's Hospital. It's in a very bad area of Chicago. They are dirt poor. They are financially struggling. They don't have enough nurses, and they constantly have people coming in who are, you know, shot and bleeding terribly, and they have no money to operate the hospital. If anyone would like to donate, they do accept PayPal. Their web address is www.stbh.org. That's www.stbh.org. They're desperate for any financial help that you guys can possibly give them. $5, $10, whatever you can spare would greatly be appreciated. I also wanted to say that I agree with Frank about what he's saying about organic medication and stuff like that, but I don't think that, you know, doctors are necessarily in it for money. Of course, they have to make a living, and it's for survival, but, you know, certain things can be treated with organic medication, and certain things cannot, you know, it wouldn't necessarily help. You need something that's proven, that's going to work immediately and, you know, get right to the core of the problem. I mean, even if you believe in organic medication, I do believe that, of course, there's a place for hospitals, and I don't think that it is a costly, inefficient model like our governor says it is. I just think that the government is cheap, and they want to give us a cheap, melted-down alternative to everything that we have. And, you know, they just want to provide a lesser quality of care to, you know, the elderly and, you know, the sickly population and those who are in need until they die, because basically, you know, they claim that they don't have money, and, you know, they try to get people on Medicaid to pay co-payments for their medication that they know good and well people can't afford. And, you know, they stress people out, coming up with all kind of excuses, telling them that they don't need acute care facilities. They're not going to provide that level of care in an urgent care center that disabled people need. For example, if they need help toileting and things like that, there's lots of people that don't have home health aides when they go home, and there's no one to take care of them, and they chronically fall. They're in pain. There's no one to get them medication at night. Visiting nurse service would only come and give them medication and not take care of them. They don't have enough hours of home health aid service. How are they to survive? And I do, you know, believe wholeheartedly that Joe Biden cares more about people, and I think that he'll do a lot more. I think that if you're a business executive, you'll vote for Donald Trump because you, you know, are concerned about business-related issues and trade and things like that. But this country needs China. We have so much stuff that we've gotten from China over the years, and it would put all the 99-cent stores out of business. We couldn't survive without it. We don't have enough of an economy to do so. And, I mean, to start establishing our own companies here that make medication, that could take years. And, you know, with all these thousands of jobs that he claims to provide, I think it's all hot air and all, you know, to get us excited. We know that they're all crazy about passing the stimulus now, and they all, you know, want to hype everything up, and they're going to give us all this money that they weren't going to before because they want to get reelected. But I think that overall this country is better off with the Democrats, and I think that we will be, you know, sorrowfully sorry if we reelect Trump. I mean, we could see that he is concerned about a border wall, about cutting food stamps, about wanting to, you know, force people to eat boxed food delivered to their door instead of giving them their full amount of food stamps. He has no intention on ever, you know, doing anything to get the elderly population out of poverty. And I think Joe Biden has a much better plan to help people on SSI and Social Security, you know, and I think overall his heart is in the right place and will do much better without Donald Trump, and I pray to God that he doesn't win.
I guess you don't like him, huh? Yeah.
I absolutely despise him. I can't stand his voice. I can't stand looking at him. I mean, he makes me want to go throw up in my bathroom sink every time I see him. And
you know what?
Let me say something.
I don't like either of them, honestly. And I'll tell you why. There's been a lot of back and forth between the two of them. And, well, if I were to say and put my foot down on which I, if somebody would say, oh, there's a gun to your head, choose. Okay, now I'm going to be forthcoming, and I'm going to tell you who I would choose, and everybody's going to go, ah, why'd you say do that? I would choose Biden, but I'm not going to vote for him. I'm going to say it straight up. I'm not, because there's a lot of things that I'm not going to vote for him because he's, number one, older. Number two, I'm really pissed off about our Democratic governor who actually, you know, put all the people within the nursing homes, the COVID patients within the nursing homes. So that bothers me. Then also now our lovely president, you know, I'm just not happy with what he did. So if you ask me what I like, I'm going to vote for myself.
Well, I mean, older to me doesn't really matter because Joe Biden is in good health. And then if we don't have him, we'll have the vice president.
That's not what I'm concerned about. I don't mind Kamala Harris. I really don't. I like the fact, you know, that they're both, you know, have a plan and an agenda. But I don't like the fact that, you know, if I do, you know, that team, I'm also accepting the other team that's in the state, if you ask me. And I'm not happy with what the state did. And that's my problem, okay? That is really my problem and the crux to the problem. And I'm not happy with that.
Anthony, you mentioned Biden's in good health. You know any details about that?
I don't remember exact details, but I heard his medical reports and physicals and everything, and he's in good shape for his age. He's fine. You know what I mean? I mean, the coronavirus, anybody could catch, but I think that, you know, if we're concerned about somebody, you know, dying while they're in office, I think it'll be a long time after he leaves office that he'll die. I mean, he'll only be there for 2 terms, obviously, so we don't have to worry about anything. I mean, my birthday is tomorrow, so I'm praying that, you know...
Your birthday's tomorrow? You didn't
happy
tell us
birthday
that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
yes.
birthday uh-huh. to you.
And I'll get a belated birthday gift if Joe Biden wins, and I'll go and I'll have some curry chicken tomorrow or maybe some Spanish food and go out for a while with my aide and come home and have a nice.
Be able to eat that, you know. I can't eat it now.
Ice cream cake. Yeah, I know. They say that curry is good for the heart. But I have a friend that argues with me and says that it can give you gout. But I read it on Google that it can't. But he says that his cousins, I believe, got gout from it. I mean, you wouldn't want to eat it all the time because you get tired of it. But it's delicious. It's seasoned well.
I love curry.
And, you know,
he loves fresh curry, Frank. He eats
Is that Indian curry you're going to have?
No, it's Jamaican curry. But I've heard that Indian curry is good too. And then the Guyanese and the Indians and the Jamaicans go back and forth about who makes the best curry. You know,
I think it's all good. But I can't eat it anymore.
So do I. But I just know that when you go to these Jamaican restaurants, they have long lines and people are going crazy for it. And they don't seem to care how long they spend on the line waiting. So,
I used to like Indian curry more, but, you know, and I used to go and I used to have it with the yogurt and the tandoori chicken, and I used to just sit there and go, yum, and I loved it. But now, ever since I burnt my face and tongue and mouth, it gave me like almost like a new layer.
Thanks to the medical profession. You take too much poison.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I burnt it, and then I can't put anything in my mouth without it burning terribly. And it's like I'm a baby. You know how like a baby just
That's
gets
terrible.
A new layer of skin? I can't take it. It like burns like fire. And I just can't. It's like one side of my mouth is good and the other side is terrible. So I was like, oh, I would have drink milk or something, but it doesn't help.
I would have thought it would have healed by now. I can't believe that, you know, it's still affecting you after all this time.
Sensitive, that's all.
Yeah.
It's real sensitive.
I hope that doesn't happen to me. The worst thing that ever happened to me in my mouth is when I had to have a wisdom tooth taken out, or gel does nothing. I had to have all four taken out. I had two taken out at one time because the oral surgeon said that I was good with tolerating pain and patient and calm, and they pulled out two of them. And I had to get.
I was like, bloop. My wisdom teeth. I was like, no, we're not doing this. I just
want because you don't need them, and they hurt like crazy. I
didn't
started
have
to get them when
in
I was.
Mouth.
Yeah, we don't really have room in our mouth, and they grow, you know, on a point, and, you know, they eventually crack, and they're just a nuisance. So I'm glad
they're
gone, you know. But yeah, but these days you can't get simple medical care. They claim that they're open to help everyone, but, you know, this appointment is months and months away. That appointment is months and months away. You're competing with how many people you wait on long, long lines.
$5,000 of dental care that I don't know how I'm going to get or pay for. And I have one toothpaste in my mouth that's rotting right now, and I just am like, oh.
Yeah,
we should get it taken out, but.
Well, there's always a spring and a doorknob.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm going to be doing soon.
That's a good
old Jackie Gleason way.
I think so.
We never know how we're going to afford everything, but of course the government leaves it all up to a bedbound woman that doesn't work and, you know, lives off of very little money each month to struggle, you know, and stuff. He doesn't work anymore. He lost his job.
Oh, so lovely construction. It just, you know, it's very, I don't know how to say it. It gets like in like these waves. So now it's on the downward wave. So yeah, it's nothing new. He always has those waves. I mean,
it's sporadic. That's why some people don't get into it. If you're lucky, you're lucky. If you work for a big company and they constantly have big jobs, you're lucky.
Yeah.
But when there's no job, there's no job. And when it rains, there's
no
job.
It's just it's because of Corona. I'll tell you, it's straight because of Corona. You know,
it's terrible. Corona really did a number on this country. Susanna, I think that we can get it back together, but it really did put a lot of people out of work.
Some people have made a lot of money on Corona.
No, hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. Especially the people that make
people
it as a drink.
Destitute, like you know, doing what we're doing. We only live in a one bedroom, literally, and it's like a studio, almost like just a couple of rooms after that, and that's it. That's what we live in. And our one bedroom, our bedroom is very small, you know, and that's it.
Wow.
That's what we have.
There's a part of me that's always been curious to see, you know, how really small your house is and everything. I mean, I know that, you know, you got some repairs done and you got the wheelchair fixed and everything, and I was glad about that, but, you know, you got to make the best of what you have. You know, I guess you can't fix every problem in life.
No. I'm very happy. I have a very small location. I sit on my bed, and then I have now, I just have a little space where we're making a little office, and I'm going to work from there. So I have two spots now. And then I have a little sort of like a dining room, kitchen area, and the bathroom. That's it. That's where I could fit.
Well, as long as you're content, but my apartment is so small, I can't take it. I get pain in my legs sometimes. Because you barely have room to walk. You know, there's the dining room table, there's the living room, the couch, the love seat, and the carpet in the middle of the room, the coffee table, and TV.
I have only room to just stand up and pivot and sit down. That's it. That's all I have room for in my bedroom. That's it.
Yeah.
My wheelchair comes right in. And then that's it.
We're going to take another call, Anthony.
That's all.
Okay, Frank, thanks so much for your
time. Thank you for calling in.
Take care.
Always
take care.
Great.
Always
and,
a pleasure.
It's always great to hear from you.
Hang in there, man. What can
I
tell you?
Yeah, don't let things get to you, you know. We're always here for you, too.
Yes, I know. Thank you so much, guys. Take care. Be well.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Is Sweet Caroline still on the line?
No, she isn't. She disconnected.
Oh,
but we have Maureen.
We have a call from Maureen from Queens.
Yes,
let's take that one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Caroline
yes.
will come back in later.
Yeah, I'm hoping. And then
all
I
right.
I saw Lovey drops, so he was on for 2 seconds, and then he disconnected. He'll call back too. All right, so let me get
Lovey,
Maureen.
And don't forget television Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock. Tomorrow night, Channel 3, on the Spirit Channel on that program. So there's the Inner Sight rerun television.
Yay.
All right.
And
hello, Inner Sight.
Maureen, you there?
All right.
She's live. I don't see her. Oh, maybe.
Are you there?
Maureen, you there? I guess the nursing home called or something.
All right.
All right.
Open
so
mic.
Disconnect and put it back
and,
on hold.
You know the election coming up. The debate is Thursday night, I believe.
Yeah.
So I heard on the news that Trump is going to be tested for the virus.
Oh yeah. Thursday.
Before the debate.
Oh
well,
really?
You know, it's thoughtful of him.
I like the way you said that. It's thoughtful of him.
I don't know. I don't know if Biden's going to be tested.
No, they both are, from what I hear.
No, I didn't hear that. I just heard that Trump was.
Well, they said both of them were. They
had
tested.
I got an email from the White House stating that Mr. Trump is strengthening the borders to try to keep out criminals and those who, come into this country to peddle drugs and all that, you know.
Yes, we've got Caroline back.
So that's a good thing. All right, Inner Sight with Caroline. Sweet Caroline, good times never been so good.
Hi, Miss Suzanne. How are you, Mr. Perino? I don't know what the subject is tonight. What are you talking about? Is it
open mic? Yeah,
you can talk about whatever you want.
Yes.
Yeah. The scat bus was 1 hour late.
Oh, yeah?
You don't ride
what
that
happened?
Bus anymore, right, Mr. Perino? You walk.
Yeah, I ride.
We need to, yeah. I got to
Thank
mine.
God.
Thanks.
I asked the bus driver if he knew you. He said he never heard of you.
That's good. I never heard of him either.
He said, you don't know Mr. Perino? He says, no. He's got a dog and everything, and he does not know
the guy with the white hair.
Yeah. He said he's going to read up on you tonight on Facebook.
Why was the bus late?
He said he doesn't know you, the bus driver. You've been riding that bus for 20 years.
Caroline. Caroline.
Yes.
Why was
yes,
the bus late? Did they tell you?
No, dear. They didn't tell me. But I called Office with People with Disabilities, and you know what he said? Call Carmen at Dispatch. And she goes, I can't hear you because I was out in traffic, Mr. Perino, and there was so much traffic today.
Hard to hear.
Maybe that's why
I missed the
bus,
which I didn't, because all the cameras were rolling here, and I did not miss the bus. And then the bus came an hour late, an hour. And she goes,
wait a minute, what
we tried
what'd
you
say about, hold it, what'd you say about cameras?
He's a liar. As I said, Carmen from dispatch, she says, I'm one of the supervisor, right?
That's not what I asked you. You said all the cameras were rolling here. What are you talking about?
Yes, there's cameras everywhere on the bus. There's cameras everywhere.
The bus.
And
you said
I was
here,
outside half an hour early. It doesn't matter, Mr. Perino. They sent another bus in an hour, which was nice. But then I had to rush back because my reservation was 1:30 to 2. It doesn't matter, Mr. Perino. There's a lot of things going on the bus. There's only 2 people allowed because of the virus on the SCAT bus, right? and that's without my PCA. So things have changed since the virus, correct?
Yeah.
Mr. Perino?
What's that?
You're not allowed to be on a crowded bus anymore. The most
people
on the school bus is two people and the PCA. Do you know that?
I guess so, yeah, two people.
You guess so?
Used to be only one. Now they
up to
two.
Because it's a nightmare. They hit every pothole that there is to hit. They're 1 hour late. I don't know. And you're not allowed to stop at the gas station to go to the bathroom. I told you this, and you said you were going to look into it. Did you?
Gas station.
Well, I never stop. I don't use the bathroom when I'm on those things.
I know you're not supposed to eat and drink on the bus. One bus driver was there. I had a half a cup of coffee. He made me throw it out.
Yeah.
He says no coffee on the bus because if you drop it, someone's gonna slip and fall. So I had to throw out the coffee.
Well, I had
mine
in a thermos, and it was locked.
Yeah, they're all
tight.
Afraid of lawsuits.
They made me throw out everything that was in a Loctite thermos. And I'm like, but it's in the thermos. No, you're not allowed to drink anything on the bus
for
you to drink. And I said, I'm a diabetic. I'm sorry. I'm leaving this on the thermos. Then we can't transport you. Huh? That's what happened.
What?
I said, I'm sorry. You better call the dispatcher.
Wait, Mr. Zen. They don't want us to wear bandanas as a mask. Get a load of that. And
I
said,
didn't hear that one.
Yeah. No, really? No bandanas are not allowed. You look
Bike
like a robber or something. Yeah. Well, anyway, please bring a mask with you. I know. I don't think
all these rules are by the county, by the way.
Yeah, probably.
Not so much Suffolk Bus.
Probably.
Oh, right.
The county.
I mean, it's good. It's good. You're allowed a PCA. Cannot have a bandana.
Still allowed that.
It has to be a mask. Right.
Well, both
then
my PCAs have
today,
the N95.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Caroline, what did you say? You're allowed to keep the A, but not the what?
No. I said they had the wrong mask on at the doctor's office, and they made her leave, this little old lady. She had, you know that painter's mask? They told her she wasn't allowed because she had the wrong mask on. Is that ridiculous?
A paper mask?
The painter's mask. It's different. It has silver in the front. And they made her leave, and she was so upset. She was quite old.
I don't know.
I would have said,
I'm not leaving.
What are you going to do about it?
They let her leave. They didn't let her stay. That's
I
ridiculous.
I said, you do have masks here? You give me one of your masks. That's what I would have said if I was a...
I did get a mask today from the nurse. A washable mask.
Why didn't she do that? Yeah, why?
I don't know.
She
had it in. She gave it to me, but she didn't give it to the old lady. And they didn't make her stay because of the stupid painter's mask.
That's
hey, you know, criminals love the virus.
They do.
They all get to wear masks. You can't recognize them anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does your guide dog have to wear a mask when you travel on the bus?
No.
That's a silly.
No.
Your guide dog.
No, guide
can't,
dog.
Really.
Can they catch the virus, the dogs?
No.
Not likely.
You're not going to catch a virus.
Oh.
Mm-mm. I mean,
and
some dogs have caught the virus.
Do you bring... Does she sit on the seat? No, she sits on the floor with you, right, Mr. Perino?
Where? When I'm outside?
When she's on the...
She's right by my side.
Yeah.
Oh, what an angel. If she sleeps on your bed, but she might
fall.
No,
on the floor.
No, never.
Oh, she stays on the floor?
Yeah.
I mean, next to you. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
because I guess if
she
jumps off, they can get hurt. Oh.
Well, if you have a large dog, when they jump off of a bed, it doesn't really bother them much. But if you had a small dog like I did when I had the two small dogs,
you know, you got to be real careful with those small dogs. You have to really, they don't, you have to teach them not to jump off the bed. And both of them never did.
Oh.
Unless I,
how do you teach them? You just talk to them? You just talk
I just tell them no. I kept telling them no, no, no. And then they waited until I placed them down.
Do you
in the
still
beginning,
have
they
those
started,
dogs?
They were
Susan,
they were just jumping
do you still
off.
Have
I,
them?
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Do you still have those puppies?
No, they both passed.
You said you had two.
Yeah, I did.
Did you get a new one? Did you get a new one?
No, I haven't been able to yet.
Oh.
Can't afford it.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Perino said he was going to buy the dog food and give it shots from a company, so you could afford it, can't you?
No, right now I need to. I want to get something that I want to be able to teach two things. One, to be a little bit of a guide, and also emotional support, both.
Oh, that's
my
wonderful.
My eyes aren't as good as they used to be.
Right. And your husband likes those little puppies? Does he like them?
He loves those little puppies. He loves the little dogs better than he loves the bigger dogs.
What
so I got to convince him to get a little bigger one. We got to see.
What kind of dog? Shih Tzu? Shih Tzu, what kind of dog did you like?
He loved Bichons, and I love Bichons too, but I was thinking of getting like something like, those Labradoodles and stuff like that, but he has to love it too, so we got to work on this, you know? So,
but
cause it's gonna
since your
be
apartment
a,
is small,
that's it.
Are you allowed
that's
to have
problem.
A puppy in your building, Suzanne?
In my
are
bedroom?
You allowed? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had both dogs on my bed. I used to sleep with them. But the problem is now I'm going to have a bigger dog. It's not going to be a good thing. I rather teach the dog to sleep on the floor and not.
Caroline, by the way, I got some information about what we talked about last night about the Riverhead.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. But
yeah.
Remember, I gotta talk you on your private phone. Don't say it on the air.
No.
Don't
supposedly,
say anything on the air.
No. Supposedly the people
you know
who...
I'll call you at 224-6090 or 3090.
No, 3090.
Caroline, let me finish what I'm saying. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
The information that I got was that the people that are being released, supposedly that is, from jail are supposedly nonviolent people. And they're putting them up in the hotel.
Okay.
So
that's
what I was told anyway.
Yeah, well, how do you know?
How true it is, I don't know.
But you know,
but anyway,
Donald
I wouldn't
Trump
worry about it.
Got the coronavirus, and do you believe that story? That's a bunch of BS because the president didn't wear a mask, and he caught it from his employees. So what do you think about that?
I don't know anymore. I don't know what true is.
You don't know? It's a hoax.
Society.
Why
really
would the president not wear a mask and have
all
his
work? Oh, he caught the virus from
him.
His employees? Is that what they said?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
But you know what?
What
I don't know what true is anymore. Really.
Right.
I don't know what true is anymore because everybody seems to be covering their butt.
No, I know what true is. I don't think it has anything to do with the mask. It's the immune system.
Yeah, but Frank, you got to understand.
The president, he travels a lot. So he
reported
on the
plane. What I'm trying to say is that when I say what I don't know what true is, I mean when I see these politicians just advocating for themselves for politics and not helping people survive, that's a problem to me.
Right.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Politicians are afraid of change. That's the biggest problem.
Right.
Biggest problem.
But the bus drivers have to wear a mask, Mr. Perino, and Miss Mary gave me gloves this morning, and she said she hates wearing them because they're plastic. And it's not mandatory to wear the gloves, correct?
No,
but
you're
she
better
did
off without
the
gloves.
Yeah, you are better off without the gloves. You know why?
Wash your hands.
You have more of a risk with the gloves. You do. It's better to wash your hands and also use the sanitizer. You know, good sanitizer.
Yes, she had that. And she was very nice. Do you know she opened the door for me today, Miss Mary? She's been driving the bus for like 7 years, and she opened the door. And
you have more risk of infecting
yourself. She gave me Belvita cookies. Really? She was very nice. This
I mean, you have more
of
a risk of infecting yourself. You know why?
Right.
Here's what they say.
Why?
You tend to be more lackadaisical when you have the gloves on, and you tend to touch other parts of your face with the gloves on, and those gloves are infected now, and you're moving, you know, those infected gloves all around your body. So, truthfully, when you have no gloves on your hand, now you're more cautious. You don't have gloves on your hand. You're saying, oh, I can't really touch my face because I don't. It's just a psychological thing. But it still works. You go, oh, I don't have gloves on my hand. I really shouldn't touch my face right now. And it works. It actually does work mentally. And you don't touch your, you shouldn't be touching your face. Basically, that's one of the reasons why they say don't.
No, you can touch your face if you put oil of oregano on your fingers.
Yeah, or you just don't touch your face where it counts, like
that
where the nose
the
is and the mouth is. You could touch
the
side of your face.
You're missing the point, Miss Suzanne. The nice bus lady, she opened the door, and she didn't have the gloves, so it's not door-to-door anymore. They changed it. The supervisor changed it. It's not door-to-door anymore until further notice. So, therefore, she was nice enough to open
to do
the
it.
Door
that
without
was nice.
Gloves today.
Yeah, that
right?
was very nice.
Well, I'm glad it's not door-to-door,
because
some of these stupid guys used to come banging on my door like maniacs.
Well, I need the door-to-door, so I don't know what the heck I'm going to do, so we're going to have some fun.
I don't want them come
banging
on my door.
No, I don't like when they bang on the door. That bothers me. But I need the door-to-door. Some people don't like the door-to-door, but I, especially in the snow, I have trouble
have
with the
have
glare.
That.
And I can't see
because you have an electric
to get to the
scooter.
Bus. It's white, and the snow is white, and I have trouble.
Right.
So it's going to be an interesting winter, I'll say.
Yeah.
Really, it is.
Right. Well, Ms. Suzanne, don't you use Choice Medical from Medicaid where they take you to the doctor for free?
No more.
What is it? Oh, it's called Logisticare. Do you use that, Ms. Suzanne?
I used to use I'm supposed to be using Logisticare now, yeah. Why?
Oh, you are? Do you like that company?
I haven't really used them yet. I haven't used them yet.
Oh, okay.
They started a new membership for me just like a week ago.
Well,
no,
I knew a gypsy girl, but she didn't have a cab, but that's another story.
No, it's called Logisticare, not Gypsy Cab.
She knew a gypsy girl. Well, you're funny with the joke. You
He's
are
so,
so
bad.
Cute.
He is.
I know. Isn't he terrible?
We got to get
out
of here. We'll be here tomorrow night.
Yeah, we do got to get out of here.
Yeah, means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank you, Caroline.
Yes.
Stay out of trouble.
Yes, thank you.
Stay out of trouble.
We love you all.
Be careful there.
All right.
Thank
we'll be with you tomorrow
don't
night. Tomorrow night's show.
We love you.
Tomorrow night show, the politicians don't live in our world. Tomorrow night.
No, they don't.
All right. 631-224-3090, inner sight number. And I want to thank Dr. Danielle for her email. I answered it, and we'll get her lined up hopefully for next week on the show.
Yes.
You want to know about how to prevent the virus? Tune in Inner Sight
Dr. Danielle.
When we get Dr. Danielle on, because she'll tell you some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I made
All right, let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight, and 99,000 more.
Yeah.
Give us more. Give us more. Give us more. Inner Sight.
Yes.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night.
99,111.
All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Thank you. Good night.